is our returning champion, John Goss from San Francisco. Stand by to see John play for a pair of jet skis valued at $5,498. Tonight, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Jaguar valued at $32,856 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you. Hello there. Thank you very much. Good evening. Welcome to Sale of the Century. We're delighted to have you here with us. John seemed a little solemn over there. Got to ask him about that. Our champion, John Goss. Hello, John.
Hi, Jim.
On our last show, you were so bright, and suddenly you were very quiet there. Are you
praying?
Well, you don't need to, the way you play. My goodness, on our last show, you bought all three instant bargains, and with cash and prizes, just at instant bargains alone, over $4,600, still won the game.
Thank you. Yes, indeed.
Still won the game with $80. So a win today with just $95. You can have the His and Her jet skis worth over $5,000. The next thing up the line, a diamond bracelet worth over $6,000. Of course, you were eyeing the car as well. As well as eyeing the lady I am about to introduce right now. He's a big fan of hers, and so am I. Summer Bartholomew. Isn't that nice, John? You are his favorite all-time Miss USA.
I think that's a wonderful compliment. Thank you.
Who do you have for us today?
Our first contestant conducts interviews with rock musicians from Los Angeles, California. Let's welcome Donna Schwartz.
Hi, Donna.
Our second contestant's ambition is to be a playwright, originally from Kirbyville, Texas. Let's welcome Kay Kimberly.
Hello, Clay.
Clay.
That's all right. We'll see you a little later. Kay or Clay, whomever, Clay, your ambition is to be a playwright. Are you doing something about it?
Yes, I'm trying now to get up to the beautiful Northwoods of the state of Washington and spend a year writing the next Pulitzer Prize winning play.
Why not?
Well, I can't think of any reason.
Good luck with that. Nice to have you here. And Donnie, you conduct interviews with rock musicians. Do you get the straight dirt? Is that it? Yes.
That's the whole idea. That's the fun of it. I don't have to wait for a magazine to come out to read about it. I can ask them myself.
Sounds like it's fun. All right, good to have you here. $20 starts all three players off. And we start with this question. Actor Michael Douglas starred in this 1984 jungle story, John?
Romancing the Stone.
That's what it's called. $5 for the correct answer, and John goes into the lead very quickly at 25. Traditionally, it's red, and it's the last car on a train. John?
The caboose.
The caboose is right. Two in a row for the champion. Because of the changes she brought about in her most famous pupil, Anne Sullivan became known as the... John?
Helen Keller.
The miracle worker named her pupil. You are right. Helen Keller it is. Three in a row. I got enough of the miracle out there that John knew that I was going for Keller, and he gets another five. An old proverb tells us that this city wasn't built in a day. John?
Rome was built in a day.
That's right, John. Rome wasn't built in a day. This vegetable comes in varieties called green, wax, and kidney. John?
Beans.
Beans is right. Five in a row for John. Right away, he's got himself a $25 lead. And we've got an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus could come up as well. John is already eyeing this big $25 lead. John, how about this?
John, you'll really cook with this nickel-plated gourmet copper cookware. It'll add luster and charm to almost any kitchen. It's designed to be functional as well as beautiful. This cookware is normally priced at $817, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Wow. Now, John, is that beautiful?
That's gorgeous.
All of this $817 worth for just $5? You've got a $25 lead. Hey, I'm going to leave that price right where it is. You want it, it'll cost you just $5. Going once. How could you refuse? Yeah. Beautiful items. And, of course, that's the great advantage of having that big lead. You can buy, and as we knock $5 off the score, you still have a $20 lead. Back with this. Sometimes he's Bluto, other times he's called Brutus, but he's always John.
It's Popeye's enemy.
That's who he is, the archenemy of Popeye. Yeah, they've got a couple of different names, but it is Popeye's enemy, and John gets that five back. Although some scholars doubt that he even existed, he is credited as the author of the two great epics, the Iliad and the Odyssey. John?
Homer.
Homer is right. Clay and Donna. It's all John so far. Come on, you got to get in there. What city is known as the Big Apple? John?
New York City.
Yes, that's right. John is right for another five. Well, maybe the way to catch him is with the Fame Game. Money cards up on the board, nice prizes as well, and cash. We're looking for a famous person. Buzz in when you know. I was born in 1931 in Boston, Massachusetts, the daughter of a show business impresario. I graduated from Sarah Lawrence and worked as a TV producer. Clay.
Barbara Walters.
You're right. Yes, indeed, Clay. Barbara Walters it is. Lou Walters, I remember the Latin Quarter in New York. And now, Clay, what number looks good to you?
Number 8.
And behind number 8 we have...
Clay or K or Lay, however you pronounce it. Clay goes to $30. I love that. I was very intelligent. I said, buzz in when you know the answer. Of course, that's exactly when you'd buzz in. We'll be right back. Well, John Goss continues to buy, and he continues to lead, and it gives him great opportunities to buy some more. His lead now, John's at 55, Clay at 30, finding that $10 money card, Donna at 20. Back with this. What dairy product results when you churn milk fat? John?
Buttermilk.
Butter or buttermilk. Either one would be acceptable, and John gets another 5. Yes, and a $30 lead again. Name the title characters, plural. Title characters in the old song that goes, he was her man, but he done her wrong. John.
Frankie and Johnny.
You got them both. Frankie and Johnny it is. Another 5 for John. Yep. Name the tragic character in Greek mythology who killed his father and married his mother. Clay.
Orpheus.
Oh, no. No. Orpheus only descended. It was Oedipus who did all that terrible stuff. That's right. You lose 5 on that. Sorry about that, Clay. What do we call the event that occurs when the Earth passes directly between, Clay?
An eclipse.
The sun and the moon eclipse is right. Lunar eclipse to be specific. Eclipse acceptable. And Clay is up to 30. Well, John, your lead is now even bigger. It is a $35 lead. And you can buy... Oh, John, how could you resist this?
John, this gift is unbeatable. It's an exciting gift, a set of drums. A classic drum set that combines big sound and reliable construction. It's lightweight for easy handling, furnished by the House of Drums. It's normally priced at $1,350. Today on sale, the Century of Chores for only $9.
Well, just $9. I can't... The professionalism of Summer Bartholomew... I mean, she sat there and smiled... You smiled all summer.
What?
Summer, you.
What?
Oh, that's why. Oh, okay. She wasn't listening. I see. Now, John, you could buy $9. You could have the drums. You would still have a big lead. And since I want to get rid of the drums, I'll give you $100 in cash. $1,450 worth for just $9. Going once.
Come on, John.
Going twice. No sale. I may have to listen to Gregorio again with the drums. No sale. You couldn't help me, John.
No.
Okay. Just what everybody needs, a set of drums. Back with this. Their flag is red, white, and blue, and it's known as a tricolor. Whose flag? Donna.
France.
France is right, and Donna gets on the board at 25. Yeah. In the worldwide organization, what do the letters YMCA say? John?
Young Men's Christian Association.
Yes, that's exactly what it is, and you got another 5. According to an old legend, this Macedonian became ruler of Asia by cutting the Gordian knot. John?
It just went right out of my head.
Alexander the Great. Macedonian, Alexander the Great. Trying to help you with that Macedonian. Oh. And John loses 5, down to 65. He does agonize when he misses, but he doesn't miss too many. Our first manned base there was called Tranquility Base. John?
The moon.
On the moon, you're exactly right. Beating Clay with the buzzer, John has another 5. After the vice president, who's next in Clay?
Speaker of the House of Representatives.
That's next in line for the presidential succession. You are right. Speaker of the House it is. Clay has another 5. Did you know who is second? The second in line is the president pro tem of the Senate, and then Joan Rivers fills in when he's not there. We'll be right back. We are back. John Goss is still in the lead. And Gregorio, would you stop practicing? John, you should have bought it, John, and gotten it off my hands. John at 70, Clay at 35, Donna at 25. Fame game once again. They found a $10 money card before. Clay did. Now we got a $15 money card up there. A famous thing. I am a land animal found in Africa and Asia. I eat leafy grass. I eat grass, leafy twigs, and shrubs. I have a large, solid body and short legs. Some Asians believe my horns have magical qualities. John.
It's a rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros is exactly right. The champion gets a big pick of the board.
Number 9.
And behind number 9, we have Mystery Money. Your pick again.
John, you've picked up a lot of other wonderful things. You want to take that mystery money? We don't know how much money is there. Or do you want to pass on that and pick another number?
Go for the money.
I'm going to... I'm going to take number three.
And behind number three, we have a telephone, the Touch 2 by Teletech, a quality two-line telephone system with many asked-for features for home or business, furnished by Touch 1 company Teletech.
That's very nice. $395 worth. That is yours to keep. I've got to check. I'm just curious. He turned this down, it's $37 million. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, okay.
I feel better then.
You feel better. He got the telephone. We're back with this. Name the great American who was known as the Sage of Monticello. John.
Jefferson.
Jefferson. That's right. Thomas Jefferson it is. John, very quick. Keep the buzzer on that one. Goes to 75. What would a caballero want if he asked, ¿Qué hora es? John.
What hour is it? What time is it?
That's right. The time, and I'm certainly glad I pronounced that right. You got another five, John. You go to 80. In what film did Frank Sinatra win an Oscar for his play?
From Here to Eternity.
From playing Maggio, you are right. From Here to Eternity it is, and for once, play beats John with the buzzer. However, John, you have now a $40 lead. How about this?
John, keep healthy times rolling with this exciting fitness cycle. It may be the ideal aerobic conditioner. The cycle's computer program controls your periods of exertion and rest. It's furnished by the Olympia Health and Exercise Products. It's normally priced at $1,995 and today on sale to Century Tours for only $14.
Wow, isn't that great? This thing is so good. Before the show was started, Tina was 272 pounds. She has been working on this. Look at that. Wow, $1,995. Now, you've got a big lead. You have...
You're going to look like Tina at the end of it.
That's right. You've got a $40 lead. Especially in the land charge. If we knock the 14 off, you would still have a $26 lead. So I'd love for you to have it. I'd love for you to have it to the tune of... I'm going to put in $200. So it's an over $2,100 bargain. Bye. Now, remember, too, you are within $15. You needed 95 for the his and her jet skis, but, of course, we've got the speed round coming up and a lot of questions to go. Over $2,100 bargain for $14. You still have a $26 lead. Going once.
Come on, John.
Going twice. And hereby, enjoy that. Surprise those winners. Where is it? It's in there, but you can't get it out, right? John, you are cleaning house. You are not only getting... My goodness. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, $900 in cash more. Just $14.
Look at my leotards now.
That's right. And we'll even buy you the leotards, John. We'll be right back. He will look terrific out there. Look at it. Tutu or something. Look at that. Our champion, John Goss, continues to dominate. He's buying and still has the lead. John at 66, Clay at 40, Donna at 25. We're back with this. In the Bible, what happened when Lot's wife looked back? Clay?
She turned to a pillar of salt.
That's right. At the destruction of Sodom, she did indeed turn to a pillar of salt, and Clay has another five. The Stars and Stripes Forever is just one of the, John.
John Philip Sousa.
One of the great works by John Philip Sousa. You are right, John, over the $70 mark, closing in on those jet skis. The book Wired was a controversial biography. John?
It's the story of John Belushi.
That's exactly whose biography it is, John Belushi. And John hits $76 now. Well, Donna and Clay, there was a big $25 money card added up there on the board. You might need it to catch this fine champion. We're looking for a famous person. I was born in England in 1874, descended from the Duke of Marlborough. I talked with a lisp and a stutter. In 1895, while in Cuba, I developed a taste for Havana cigars. John?
Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill is right, and the champion gets that big ticket aboard. What number looks good, John?
Number seven.
And behind number seven, we have $500!
$500 in cash more for John's pocket, but not those big money cards. Where were they?
Behind the number two and the number five.
Back up the middle was that 25. Well, Clay and Donna can breathe a little easier, but they still have some catching up to do. As we play the speed round to finish up the game, may I have 60 seconds on the clock? John in the lead at $76. Clay in second place at 45. Donna at 25. We start the speed round. Now, on what popular TV show did Donna Reed take over the role? John?
Dallas.
Right. In the children's story, the ugly duckling turned into, John?
A swan.
Right. In the expression, how many winks are in a short nap? John?
40.
Right. Where would you wake up if you spent the night in a hoosegow? Clay?
In jail.
Right. On what European island will you find the volcano Mount Etna? John?
Sicily.
Right. What is the last name of boy detectives Frank and Joe? John.
Hardy.
Right. In Genesis, who wore a coat of many colors? John.
Joseph.
Right. In the popular saying, what family does everyone try to keep up with? John.
The Joneses.
Right. Who starred opposite Warren Beatty in the movie Bonnie and Clyde? Clay.
Faye Dunaway.
Right. What holiday do we celebrate on the first Monday in September? John.
Labor Day.
Right. What is the Sooner State? John.
Oklahoma.
Right. What great leader was assassinated on the Ides of March? Donna.
Caesar.
Right. Who wrote The Prince and the Pauper? John.
Dick Twain.
Right. Who is the evangelist leader of the moral majority? John.
Falwell.
Right. Who in what state were Presidents Harding, Garfield, and Taft? Clay.
Ohio.
Right. Time is up, and John with a big win. Congratulations, John. After this fine champion in a moment, my goodness, finds everything in sight. We keep knocking things off his score, and he comes right back to win big. Back to you in a moment, John. And yes, indeed, they answered correctly. Donna Reed took over the role of Miss Ellie in Dallas. We didn't get a chance to see Miss Ellie. Mark Twain wrote The Prince and the Pauper. Got to say goodbye to Clay and Donna. And it was all John. He did all the buying, got all the control. But you have, of course, the cash in front of you. Clay, thank you for joining us. Good luck with your play. We'll look for it. And Donna, we'll look for some interesting interviews with rock musicians from you. Thank you for being here as well. And John Goff, the fine champion, is going shopping. Come on up here. Big $131 for the win. Congratulations. All right, good. John, adding that 131 to your previous total, you are up to $211. Very easily, you can buy this.
Make waves together with these his and her jet skis. May be the ultimate water toys for jumping the wake, racing, or just plain showing off. Furnished by Burbank Kawasaki. Normally priced at $5,498. Yours on sale of the century for only $175.
So you can very easily afford that. $175, and you've got $211 with that big win. So you could take them and leave. They are indeed beautiful. However, John, a win, of course, you've got to get that win with just $49 more. That's all. $49 more in the win would get you this.
Feel majestic wearing this luxurious bracelet, an 18-karat gold bangle bracelet inset with diamonds. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. This stunning bracelet, normally priced at $6,250. Yours on sale of the century for only $260.
Just $260, that's all it takes. And you would have that. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous bracelet, and you were just $49 away from that. But of course, with the kind of knowledge you have and the way you have been rolling, it's really not too soon to start talking about the possibility of getting up to $530 and driving away with this.
Drive one of the greats, a new Jaguar. A design classic. Features include a power sunroof and dashboard of mahogany, birch, and walnut veneer. The Jaguar, uncommon grace in every line. Furnished by Hollywood Sport Cars. This magnificent automobile, normally priced at $32,856. Yours on sale of the century for only $530.
Oh, that's a beauty. We were just admiring that. And, of course, if you can't make up your mind, well, then maybe you'll keep on winning and get up to $640, in which case you'd have all the prizes on the stage worth almost $70,000. $750 is what it would take for all those prizes plus this.
A cash jackpot of $66,000.
Keeps on growing. So, John, $211 big dollars. Buy you the his and her skis or put the money in the bank and play on with bigger and better things up the line. You think about it. We'll get your decision in a moment. Back with the fine champion, John Goss, who was again talking to Summer Bartholomew about Miss USA's and all. No, that's all right. You guys get acquainted, but however, if you leave with the his and her jet skis, that may be the end of the relationship, John. I don't want to influence you, but you can take those skis and leave, or put your $211 in the bank, come back, talk to Summer some more. But you've got to win to get back up here. $49 more it would take for the diamond bracelet. John, what's it going to be?
As Neil Sedaka said, breaking up is hard to do, so I'm staying with
someone. You're going to stay with someone. All right. We'll put the $211 in the bank. Somehow I thought that's what he was going to do. We'll add another $1,000. That jackpot goes to $67,000. Two new challenges with this fine champion next evening on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Some of our departing contestants will receive... Prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking. Yeah.